a song. You make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise. Hey, baby. Yeah, when I first saw that bikini top on her, she's popping right out of the South Georgia water.
Look at you going all Froggy 99.9 on me here.
It's Friday, Jack. Like, Jack Sunday's in the studio. You love that one.
that deep, resonant laugh there was Jack Sunday putting some things on the whiteboard here. Glad you could show up there, Farmall.
Guess who's late?
Doing? Jeez. I saw a corn binder going down the road the other day, by the way.
Did you really?
It was. Did they make them or have people modified them to be like open-topped corn binders, or am I thinking of the wrong thing?
You're probably thinking of a Scout.
I bet that's what it was.
Jack Sunday's sitting in the chair that should be here.
He sat down to take a front row seat to watch the four-pack. How exciting. What a life he's got going.
Yeah, that would probably be an international scout.
Oh, see, because Michelle said, look at this cool vehicle coming out. I said, I think that's a corn binder.
Well, some people might call a scout the corn binder, but I think most people refer to international pickups as the corn binder, the pickup.
Okay.
I do have my Farmall shirt on today.
International Harvester Company.
McCormick, yes.
McCormick, Farmall.
My father was a dealer.
Of what? On a street corner, or what was he dealing in Fergus Falls?
No. He was the International Harvester dealer. Trucks, tractors, farm implements, and school buses back when I was a young'un.
They made, International made school buses?
Still do, I believe.
Really? How come I don't know these things?
That became, the truck division became Navistar. But I think they're back to International now. But they're not together. They're separate companies.
They've been split off by these big corporate takeovers
right,
and such.
Sure. Stock split. You know
how it goes. Split. Yeah, well, I know a lot about that. Absolutely.
So I found this hanging in the closet today. I don't know whose it is. Honestly, I don't know where it came from.
Your wife's boyfriend or something? No, I don't know. I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know whose it is.
It just showed up.
Just one day it was just there.
Yep. This morning, in fact.
It smells like a cologne that I don't wear. What the heck is going on here? Why is this in my closet?
Brute.
I remember when getting a bottle of Brute was a big deal for Mike McFeely back at Jefferson High School, so don't make fun of Brute.
They still make that?
Brute by Fabergé.
They still make that stuff?
That and Musk. What kind of Musk was that? Was it Musk by Fabergé or something like that?
I know Brute was Fabergé.
Oh, yeah.
I used to just pour it on.
That it was the alcohol stuff, like the aftershave. That's what I bought. When I first started shaving in high school, I figured I needed some aftershave, so I bought some Brute aftershave.
Oh, yeah.
It was like putting on pure corn alcohol on my face. Just, wow! When I put it first time, my mom's like, what is going on? Okay. My face was all red and it's splotchy. Ooh, went to school greatly that day. 4 o'clock, four-pack, KFGO News Director Paul Juergens joins us. Jack Sunday riding shotgun today. Number four, this is a great story out of Iowa. An Iowa man, Jergy, saved an elderly couple in Ames, Iowa, for pushing an elderly couple's stalled car from a railroad crossing with a freight train bearing down on them.
Kind of like Dudley Do-Right.
Exactly.
The old cartoon
Snidely
character.
Whiplash,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's
Chris,
mighty good of him.
Chris Ihle, I-H-L-E, 38, said he was returning from lunch on Wednesday and had just parked his motorcycle at the Wells Fargo Bank in Ames where he works when he noticed a Pontiac Bonneville, very detailed story, when he noticed a Pontiac Bonneville was sitting frozen in a nearby rail crossing with a train approaching. Ihle ran over and screamed at the couple inside, 84-year-old Marion Papich and his 78-year-old wife Jean, to move. But they didn't, Jergy. They didn't move. They just sat there and the train was coming, said the father of three. Ihle tried pushing the car forward, but it wouldn't budge. So he moved the car's front and told Marion Papich to make sure it was in neutral. He then dug in his cowboy boots and heaved as the train bore down on them. With the horn blaring, toot, toot, and the brakes screeching. Ihle tried to speak to them, but they were too shaken to talk as he pushed the car off the tracks and saved them.
Very good. It's a dramatic story. And I'm sure it was. It was something like that. You'd do the same thing, right?
So I'd like to think so, yes.
Elderly couple in their Bonneville stalled on the tracks.
I would like to think so.
I'm sure you would.
I wonder if it's a case of, does the adrenaline kick in? Because you always hear the stories of people doing superhuman things.
Lifting cars.
Yes, lifting cars off train tracks. Didn't have to do that.
They're alive today because of, what's his name?
Chris Isle.
Okay.
That's a good story. Yeah, I like this nice story. He's a hero.
Doesn't all have to be bad news around here?
No. The sun rose today.
In the east
and everything, yes. Number three. Well, right back to the negative. Bill Kiefer has pleaded guilty on all counts, according to some media reports that I saw.
Yes. Jerky.
Bill Kiefer's the guy who was charged with animal abuse charges, animal neglect out in McKenzie and, was it Morton County?
Burley and Morton County. Near Bismarck, that would be the Burley County charges, and then New Salem, which is west of Bismarck, Mandan, that would be the Morton County charges. 9 counts, misdemeanor, essentially animal abuse, neglect. He'll be sentenced later. He appeared in, well, he didn't appear in court. His attorney appeared today on his behalf. And the judge there ordered what's called a pre-sentence investigation. They'll look into his background and see what factors may be considered in sentencing. And he'll be sentenced at a later time.
What's maximum sentence? 9 counts of a Class A misdemeanor.
That'd be a year max on each count. So,
okay.
But he's not going to get 9 years in jail.
I think the prosecutor recommended 1 year. Was that it? I can't remember. I shouldn't even say because I don't remember. But the prosecutor recommended a certain sentence. The judge came back and said, before I sentence, I want to look into some things in Mr. Kiefer's background, as you just said, before I make a sentence.
It'll be interesting to see if he serves any time. I don't know. I mean, that's fairly rare in this state under the laws that he was charged under at the time. Of course, they've changed a little bit here August 1st. But, we'll see if he serves any time. He's a retired businessman here and owns property in both those counties.
And in Fargo, right? He's his full-time address, I think, is in Fargo.
Yes, yep.
Number two, Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver Riley Cooper, Jerky, has been in the news recently because he was at a... Who the heck was that? Speaking of country music, Pinto, it was a...
Oh, boy.
Oh, I can think it's a big country
Brad
music
Paisley,
star.
Brad Paisley.
No.
Kenny Chesney concert.
Yep. And somebody had a video camera, a phone, on Riley Cooper.
And he said something.
And Riley Cooper said something along the lines of, I'll fight every bleep, starts with an N, racial slur, in this place. It was, of course, posted on the internet where everything is posted these days. There are, of course, African-American athletes in the NFL and on the Philadelphia Eagles and other people who would be offended by the use of such a term. So Riley Cooper spent the week backtracking, saying, gee, I hope people really know the real Riley Cooper. No, that wasn't me that said that statement, even though it was me that said that statement. Today,
it wasn't the real me.
It wasn't the real me. It was the drunk me who said that, so that somehow that apparently translates in Riley Cooper world as being not the real Riley Cooper. Whereas there are those such as me who say that often alcohol acts as a truth serum, Jerky, and things that people want to say when they're sober but don't come out when they are drunk.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Riley Cooper has been, removed from team activities and given an excused absence from the Philadelphia Eagles so he can undergo...
Counseling,
yes.
He'll be back.
Because... That usually cures racism is counseling.
He'll be back.
Yeah.
He'll be back.
Very common to cure racism by counseling.
You know, a person in his position, he should know, don't you think, this day and age with technology the way it is, that you really can't say anything and expect it not to go somewhere else.
But Jerky, he was a .35 at a Kenny Chesney concert. How can you expect him to use his common sense in his head at that point?
I suppose. You just wonder. That's why I am.
That's why you don't tweet.
Once in a while. But I'm not all that savvy with technology, and it's kind of on purpose because I can't. That way, maybe I won't get or know someone that would get themselves into trouble.
I saw a picture of you at a concert locally. Very recently.
The other night.
It was the other night.
Yeah, that was
with one of our KFGO listeners.
One of our faithful listeners.
You weren't going to get into trouble that night.
No.
There was technology there.
Yeah, but that was just an innocent little picture sitting
You looked happy.
Well, the sun was in my eyes. I was
relaxed.
Kind of squinting.
Yeah, sure you were. You were relaxed, happy at that point.
Yeah, the sun was in my eyes, and
you
I was
asked
kind
how
of
old she was.
I kind of did because I was researching demographics of what, how old she might be listening to this segment.
You never stop working, do you?
No, and so it was research.
Research.
And I was sitting next to my wife and Jim Monk and his wife. So, you know, it was...
I didn't see your wife in that picture.
Not in that picture. She's down the row.
Cozied up to the listener.
She was down the row.
She had her eye on you.
Well, she did.
She was worried about that Farmall shirt in her closet. Number one on our list today, Jurgi. This is a sad story out of Felton, Minnesota. The drowning death that happened last night, yesterday?
Last night. Last night. 7:30 or so was the call, Clay County. Number of first responding agencies, Valley Water Rescue there, Hawley, Felton Fire, Yulin, Glendon, I presume, Moorhead sent a unit up, deputies, DNR. The 26-year-old Fargo man has been identified now as Joel Berge, again from Fargo. Up there with some friends, a deep, deep water-filled gravel pit. I've never been up there. I don't know exactly where it is. Dove in, came up once, went under, and his friends never saw him again. Mm-hmm. So they did recover the body around 9 o'clock last night, and investigation continues, but it was a deep, deep, deep pit. And
with no trespassing signs or not?
Well, there were.
Okay.
But as it turns out, unbeknownst to the sheriff, until today, that land is now owned by the DNR.
Oh, okay.
And technically, it could be considered public property, okay. So they likely were not trespassing. Although, in recent years, the sheriff's department has asked people to leave that area because they were still under the impression that it was private property, and it is not.
I don't mean to cast aspersions. It makes no difference in the tragedy. It really doesn't. So,
and there were no had it been private property, unless the landowner, were to want some charges filed for trespassing. And the sheriff's office, Sheriff Berquist, indicated last night that they were not going to cite anybody for being on the property. They have a number of people that go up there occasionally, I understand, and swim. And, there's that gravel pit along I-94 as you head east.
Mm-hmm.
If you're heading east, it's on the left. And you'll see somebody fishing there once in a while. There's even a fish house there.
Yep, in the wintertime.
And I know that's a deep gravel pit. And in my news career here, I've covered two or three drownings in that pit.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So those things are, if you're not a good swimmer,
it's deep water.
It's cold because it's so deep.
Badger State Bulletin. The revival of Badger State Bulletin as we wrap up the four-pack. Dateline Superior, Wisconsin.
That's almost Minnesota.
No, it's not. It's Superior, Wisconsin.
I know where
it is. Period. A Wisconsin man is accused of pushing another car off the road. This comes from the Duluth paper. Off the road while driving to get his son medical attention after a fish hook mishap. Shane Dahlbeck faces one count of felony second-degree recklessly endangering safety and misdemeanor hit and run attended vehicle from the July incident. According to the complaint, he reported his child had a fish hook stuck in his carotid artery.
Ooh.
And drove to meet emergency personnel in a McDonald's parking lot. Now, authorities saw that the three-pronged treble hook stuck in the kid's right cheek, but there was no active bleeding and no injury near the artery. The guy was speeding going along and forcing people off the road and being a crazy driver.
Panic,
trying to get the kid to the authorities with a Rapala or whatever stuck in his cheek.
So it wasn't in the artery.
It was just in his cheek. Well, I assume face cheek and not any other cheek.
That's pretty traumatic, I suppose. Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Are we done?
Are we supposed to?
Guys down the hall here, new people in the building.
I know. Look at that.
Yeah, new neighbors.
New neighbors.
Ribbit. We have to start saying that now. You see all the shirts around the building?
I know.
Froggy shirts.
I was encouraged to take some of the shirts and spread the wealth.
The brand new Land Cruiser they've got outside.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah. And there's a new, I think it's an Escalade. The big frog head on top.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Exciting.
You can pull radio waves with it anytime they set.
I'll bet they didn't. Shauna loves when I take her pickup.
She does.
She always talks about it.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, please take my pickup this weekend and bring Rudy and the family along with you.
I love his dog hair.
I love that dog hair in my pickup.
All right, Mike.
All right, Jurgi, have a great weekend, my friend. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director here on the Mike McFeely Show.